With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Give it to me!
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where let me explain something. Look,
do it.
There are trends. There are memes. Mm-hmm. There are popular items. And a thing could be all of those things and still not be a thing. And that is where our finely honed expertise comes into play week after week to choose the wheat from the chaff. And
that's
bring
right.
it to you. Thanks for joining us.
Tell it, sister. Yes. thank you for entrusting us with that that task. We enjoy it. We respect your participation as thing spotters and thing finders and THDs out there. And it does take a thingage to make it all happen.
A vil thing.
A vil
anyway.
Thing.
You know what we mean.
Thingamajigger. All right. Hey, don't mean to yuck your yum.
Oh, my God.
That.
You're so right.
I don't know if – I don't think this is even that new, but suddenly this week, personally, I was hearing everyone say this.
Yes.
It was on podcasts. It was in personal conversations. It was everywhere.
What is the – okay, yes. I need to know why this has reemerged, because you're absolutely right. It's a pre-existing phrase.
Yeah, it's not. I've heard it before, I'm pretty sure.
Totally. But for some reason, it's everywhere. All of a sudden, there must be like a famous person or a TikToker or a song or something. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing it in business context, which is kind of strange.
That's good. That just makes me more confirmed that this is, we have hit peak yuck your yum.
We really have. Like, why am I hearing this in meetings?
Yeah.
It's like some sort of, it was in a corporate handbook or something. Well,
we throw around the word meme a lot in this society these days, but the kind of original intention of meme was something that just caught on in the social psyche and replicated throughout everyone without intention, right? And that's this. Like, as far as I can tell, nobody was out there saying, hey, let's all get together and say this. It just suddenly everybody was saying it.
Someone's out there on Twitter like, you guys, do you know what a fun thing to say would be? Yuck your yum.
Here we are in YChan. Let us
For
plan.
Some reason in my mind, too, and I'm putting my two fingers together and no one can see it, so I don't know why. But for some reason, this is slightly married in the same or exists in the same space as F around and find out.
Okay.
Don't know why. Maybe it's just because yuck rhymes with F. I'm not really sure.
It's got a flavor. It's got an audible flavor.
But there is a little bit of a flavor where these two things coexist.
March 5th, 2021. Thank you, SCW Lung, for putting this in our Discord. Teeny Temple returned with an indie pop hit called Yuck My Yum.
What?
Now, is that just a symptom or is that the accelerant?
Right. I don't know, but I will say it is thing formation.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
It is exactly what it is.
That is amazing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So more
Good
research
find.
Is going to be needed, but that is an out. See, this is why the Discord is just magical. This is why you guys are magical.
Yeah.
Magical.
You guys are the best.
Speaking of magical, you can have the most fun and just get a mental pick me up in these difficult times by going to Twitter. Searching or TikTok or Instagram and searching for the word stimmies with the hashtag attached. And then just looking at everything that comes up. Because as near 85% of Americans start receiving $1,400 checks or direct deposits, they're all tweeting about it. And they're all tweeting with this hashtag stimmies. There's like stimulus and there's other ones.
The stimmies get the tendies. This is the way. Picture of Mando.
See? I mean, The Stimmies get the tendies. And then some Mando. Like, everything right? good is happening on the Stimmies. Like, yes, there's a strong Bitcoin flavor to it. And I think that's probably because of the, you know, it's like this is attached to the GameStop stuff. But it's, I don't know, it's just so hilarious and delightful. Like, Chime on March 12th tweeted about it. Chime, the neobank. Stimmy alert. Somebody tweeted, retail stores should have been smart and made this weekend Stimmy Friday. That's like Black Friday with all them deals. Hashtag Stimmies.
You know, I'm gonna pull one out of the bullpen that I probably was never gonna get to. Revenge spending is one that I've been thinking about bringing up, and it goes right along with Stimmies, because revenge spending is what you do when you get your Stimmy. Revenge spending is, damn it, I haven't been able to spend any money on anything because I've been locked down, lost my job, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you get the money and you're like, now I'm going to spend it. I'm going to spend it on something dumb. I don't care.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
On something dumb is my favorite part. Yep. It is pretty fascinating and fun. It was more fun when they first started rolling out. Now, some of them are still fun, but it's getting a little like GameStop-y. It's kind of a bummer.
You know what? As we record this is March 18th. I'm giving all the GameStop Wall Street Bets folks a pass because they're helping gorillas. So good on that.
I know. I do That's love so nice. That. That's so delightful.
They're taking their stimmies to the gorillas.
They're taking their stimmies to the gorillas. It's true. And I don't even mean to say I don't want to hear from them. It's just like brief for a little moment. There was some people were like, I got my stimmy, and it really was like it's changing.
And then
their
it became diamond
lives are making their you know. Yeah. And now it's and now it's you know.
Yeah. Don't mean to yuck your yum
and a thing.
Stimmies, folks, but.
And even just calling them that is a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah, yep. It is. Do you know about the artistic technique of pringling?
No? I have so many questions. How do you find this stuff?
This one showed up in my Twitter feed earlier this week. And according to Know Your Meme, it originated exactly on March 14th from Twitter user @Dan_SW. Just as a joke. My interpretation, it was one of those things where Dan_SW probably had a conversation with someone who was really pretentious about art and was feeling like making fun of them without mentioning them. So posted in all seriousness about like, hey, I want to share some, you know, artistic techniques, the art of the pringling, and just went in a very like no nonsense explanation of using the shape of Pringles chips in art. And like, I think in the original tweet, he used the Mona Lisa as the example.
Oh, this is hysterical.
But it's also been used subsequently in Starry Night and many other famous paintings. It's not real, but it took Twitter by storm and the art community by storm. And now it's kind of a litmus test if you're like going to pretend you know about art and don't, to bring up pringling and see what your reaction is.
This is amazing. I also love how Know Your Meme describes things, you know, while other artists demonstrated how to pringle, confusing those who weren't in on the joke.
Yes, because there's pringling and re-pringling.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
How to pringle. A diagram. Someone actually put a diagram in there. Oh,
diagrams
this is amazing.
Make no sense at all.
I do love the internet. I really do. I wonder what's going to happen when all of a sudden people have time again. Or don't have time, rather. When they run out of time because they have to, like, work and junk and go to school.
I'll be honest. I have a replica Starry Night up on my wall, and I cannot not see the Pringle in it now.
I mean, I'm only going to see Pringle now. It's incredible. I love it. I also want to go back to a quick bonus thing, actually, that has been brought up by the Discord, which is totally true. One of the Stimmy tweets was like, I will spend my Stimmy responsibly, with a still image of Agatha, who's that actress from WandaVision, with the big oversized wink.
That's great.
And rightfully, Afi JMZ points out that meme should be a thing, which is totally true. That is a thing.
Yep.
Like, the big winky face is...
Adjunct thing.
Bonus. Pringle.
Catherine Hahn is a thing. Really.
Catherine Hahn. Yeah. Thank you. That's
OCW Lung. You're right.
Absolutely. And rightfully so. She's amazing. This is a somewhat anecdotal thing that could also be related to my own filter bubble. So it's a tiny bit of a thing check, but I still feel somewhat confident here.
No, these are good. I like these.
I have noticed a lot of, so as you know, during the pandemic, everyone got a dog, which is why you can't get a vet appointment and the like pet stores are overrun. And I'm really worried about what's going to happen to all these dogs when everybody goes back to work.
Yeah, me too.
But at least in the Bay Area, really a lot of people got husky puppies. Like, I'm seeing husky puppies everywhere. And I can understand it because they're adorable, but they're not the dog you think they are. They're just like really super small. Cute and pretty, but they do not.
I mean, they're cute when they're big too, but in a different way.
Yeah. And in a different way that isn't very like snuggly or friendly.
You know, it's funny. There's a bunch of what I have thought were shepherd puppies on my block. And like they're obviously like 3 or 4 months old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if maybe one or two of them are huskies and I didn't realize, like, you know, because I'm not looking that close.
And some of them, a lot of them have that coloring. Huskies don't all look like you think. And
especially when they're, especially when they're little. Yeah.
Yeah. I also think the Husky Shepherd Cross is a somewhat popular dog. But yeah, like watch them when they grow up because that would be good confirmation. But so there are tons of husky puppies around here. But also I think, and again, could be a filter bubble because I watched like one TikTok of huskies. They talk so much, like they howl all the time. Uh-huh. And now I see them everywhere, but I'm like, it does feel like there are a lot of these. I don't know. And that one, I really don't know because that is, that's very algorithmic. But I will say just for fun, oh my God, huskies are hilarious. I would definitely not want one and certainly not three after watching a lot of these videos. But they just talk back and howl all the time. They're hysterical and all these people are going to be suffering.
Jump in with your husky spottings. Let us know. We need to validate
Tell us if you've seen them.
Feedback really at itsathing.me.
SCW Lung asks, are huskies the new Patagonia vest? I'm not going to say that there's a crossover with that demographic, but there is.
But there totally is.
Definitely.
I just, speaking of Patagonia vest, makes me think of REI and my yearly trip to REI where I buy replacement gear usually, like stuff that's worn out. I had to do it online. Last year, I made it before, because I usually do it in like February, March. I made it before the lockdowns, and I could go. They're open, but I'm just not going to.
Yeah. It's still like a choose wisely situation, especially in LA, where I think that variant is like, I know, totally.
We're actually doing really well right now. We had it really bad November through January, but we're way down.
Like,
so good. Like, we're as good as we were back in October, finally.
Oh, wonderful. I am very relieved to hear that.
That said, I'm just like, that's not the first thing I'm going to do.
Right. Totally. I am shocked to discover how much the first thing I want to do is go to an A's game.
Yeah.
They're reopening and I'm like, yeah, I'm in. That sounds so fun.
Yeah. Well, because it's outside. So, you know, you don't feel like you're sitting there breathing the same air as everybody else.
I think we're going to split. They're selling a little like 16 game package.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's great.
And I think we're going to split one. Me and my son's father.
So
he will have to go to all of them and he'll be totally annoyed because he's like a video game teenager, not a baseball teenager. But we don't care.
All right. Let's get to the feedback. Feedback at itsathing.me. Damon sent in an ear thing, not a thing they put in your ear. Here's what he says. One thing I believe is a thing is ear cleaning tools. I am not one that watches those pimple popper videos and other gross stuff like that. I haven't searched for anything ear related, and I'm still seeing different tools online. Some of them have little cameras so you can see inside your ear while you clean it. I think that's disgusting. You may have seen these spiral tipped sticks that sort of drill the wax out of your ear. The only reason that I'm not including links to any of these products is because I don't want to see them everywhere I go on the internet for the next 6 months.
Too late, man. You typed an email about it. It's over. I know.
Right. Unless you use proton.ch. Yeah, they probably got you.
Okay, that is yucky. And I guess to be expected because everyone's having to do all kinds of home care that they didn't have to do before, but bleh. Manny, drop some caption knowledge, and this should not surprise you, nailed it. I think Manny was one of our first THDs, and says, yay, you nailed it with the robot voice. That's great. But there was a huge thing I feel like got missed by an inch. captions, specifically TikTok captions. And writes Manny, this may be part of a thing where we just agree that captions are cool. I remember a period where caption memes blossomed. But I think this caption thing is more related to the real trend, which is accessibility and awareness of disability. There's a large platform, absolutely, like 100% confirm this, Manny. There's a large platform of TikTok that is essentially disabled people who are sharing what life is like for them. Autism and Tourette's come to mind as some of the largest, but there are others. Again, this can probably be tied back to the mega thing that is young people becoming more aware of mental and physical disabilities. And captions are the latest little bloom on this huge tree.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Like, that is so true. Manny, you're so good at this.
You really are, Manny. Well done. You earned, you earned a second degree, practically. Yeah, Chrome just dropped auto captioning. Offline. They're not using it for data. Yeah. Offline, locally processed auto captioning of anything. Local files, websites, whatever.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right, I mean, it's funny because we've been doing a bunch of stories on accessibility in tech, and I didn't even really put it together that it's
I have been trying to be good about paying attention to accessibility to the point that it kind of creeped up on me that it was becoming easier to find these stories, right?
Right.
It was like,
exactly.
Oh, wait,
it's like, we are the frogs.
Noticed. Yeah.
Who have been slowly boiling. And Manny was like, duh, it's a thing.
Right. Good job, Manny.
Totally right. Nailed it.
We got a voicemail from Lee Price. Take it away, Lee.
G'day, friends. I would like to call a thing check on Delta 8 CBD gummies. These are apparently a relatively new type of gummies, which are technically legal because they're derived from CBD using a new technique. But functionally, it kind of feels somewhere between CBD and THC. Roughly half as potent as regular weed, so I'm told. There's a lot of, you know, vendors out there who are making this stuff. It can be shipped to pretty much any state in the US where CBD is legal. And the paranoia that some folks experience with regular weed also seems notably absent from this Delta 8 CBD. Again, so I'm told. But it just seems like there's been a bunch of media coverage over the last month or two, and a lot of my friends seem to be discovering it and speaking to me about it, although it is worth pointing out that most of my friends are degenerate dirtbags. Anyway, would love to call a thing check on this. Thank you.
Got a few Bogan friends, do you? Okay.
Fascinating. So a specific kind of gummy.
CBD gummies.
I mean, weed gummies are a thing. Full stop. Like, huge thing. And I could imagine there being like a CBD version.
It is an isomer of CBD and a derivative of hemp. Delta 8 THC.
Delta 8 THC. I am curious.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know, Lee.
Good to know. Thank you. We learned a lot from you and your dirtbag friends. Ha!
Ha! That was good stuff. I like getting the voicemail, too. That was fun.
I know, totally. You guys, you can totally send us voicemails. Those are lovely. It's almost like the good old days. Yay! Yeah.
All right, let's get to the shout-outs. This week's shout-outs are based on the prison notebooks of the Italian Marxist philosopher Antonio Gramsci.
I would expect nothing else.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what else there is to say about that. Yeah. It's so obvious that
obviously
that come up eventually, I mean, right? We finally got there.
If I'm being honest, Producer Rich, like, this is a little on the nose.
Obvious.
All right.
You know, when we started the shout outs, though, a couple of years ago on the show, I'm sure a lot of people were like, when are they going to get to Gramsci? Well, today's the day.
Today's the day. I know. You've been waiting. We finally decided to just, you know, go with the gimme. Here we go. The point of Scott Ryan Hart is to live a life without illusions while not becoming disillusioned.
The old world is dying and the new world struggles to be born. Now is the time of Lee Price.
Kevin Sill is above all else mind, consciousness. That is, he is a product of history, not of nature.
Eric Duncan is at the same time a living thing and a museum of fossils of life and civilizations.
History teaches, but has no Jake Woods.
If you beat your head against Gabriel Cohen, it is your head that breaks and not Gabby.
Brad Sparks is a chaotic aggregate of disparate conceptions, and one can find him in anything that one like.
Since defeat in the struggle must always be envisaged, the preparation of Joe Hood is as important as what one does for victory.
The unity of Louis Saint-Amour, what the idealists call unity of the patrons, is not a presupposition, but a continuously developing process.
For a second, I went, Gramsci said Pedro. No, he didn't. At the limit.
He's sneaky.
At the limit, it could be said that every speaking James C. Smith has a personal language of his own. That is his own particular way of thinking and feeling. That's probably just true, actually.
That's probably just true. And finally, Mike Akins is not nourished on beans and truffles, but rather the food manages to reconstitute the molecules of his brain once it has been turned into homogeneous and assimilable substances, which potentially have the same nature as the molecules of his brain.
Okay, Gramsci, you were getting a little tautological there.
I mean, so our brains are made of beans and truffles. Noted. Yeah.
Who did, surprise.
He got paid for this? I guess he was in prison.
Yeah, he got paid. He got paid by the state and their oppression, Molly. So a couple of you out there probably remember that Molly and I did another podcast together before It's a Thing called Buzz Out Loud. And a couple of you have gotten together to try to collect every episode of Buzz Out Loud and make sure it's still available. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Tails and Tim and Amos and Ayaz and all the other people who have been joining together to do that. It's quite amazing. It's really fun to watch.
It is remarkable. And Jason Howell, you gosh darn cheerleader, you yeah, are amazing. It is incredible. We are so lucky. We are so lucky to have this like audience of friends still part of our lives after all these years, supporting this show, just, you know, rocking around Twitter. I don't know. Life is great. We feel lucky and you guys are awesome. Buzztown.
Absolutely. So Buzztown, if you're like, wait, how do I get in on this? Go to Twitter and find Ethan Kane, twitter.com/EthanKane or twitter.com/Tales, T-A-L-E-S. And one and or both of them can point you in the right direction. Ethan Kane, a.k.a. Amos, has created a Discord channel on his Discord server where they're gathered together to do that. So thanks, y'all. That was pretty awesome.
It is amazing. It is amazing.
Indeed.
Thank you, Buzztown, Thingtown, everybody, for listening to It's a Thing, for supporting us all these years, for supporting this show. You can become a member of It's a Thing and get access to our Discord so we can hang out in real time, just like the old days, an ad-free RSS feed, and potentially your name in the lights of the Italian Marxist philosopher Antonio Gramsci or whatever comes next. Patreon.com/It's a Thing.
And email us your things. Keep them coming, folks. Feedback at itsathing.me. You'll hear us read them on the show.
See you next week.
Bye. Give it to me.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.